Chapter 11. Breakfast with Jesus. In my quiet times with the Lord, sometimes he takes me on adventures in the Spirit. While I was a young single mom raising three children, I saw myself in the Spirit as a pioneer woman living on a tropical island and surviving there. The island was something like what the Swiss family Robinson family lived on, tropical and teeming with jungle life. Just like them, I have an elaborate treehouse with ladders up and pulleys for water to go up and down, a lower terrace for dining, an upper terrace for sleeping. It is all quite nice. But then, one by one, each one of my children builds themselves a dugout canoe from one of the trees, makes a sail, and they sail away, off to seek their own fortune. Finally, my third and last child leaves, and I am left alone on this tropical island paradise. I am not in want. There are many exotic fruits, papayas and pineapples, mangoes and mandarins. There is a still, quiet pond of deep, fresh waters, a soothing sound of a gentle waterfall, the sound of frogs and crickets at night. No dangerous predators or snakes. The Father has taken care of me quite well. Yet, all my children have grown and gone, and I am left alone. Well, of course, Jesus resides on this island with me. One morning, I come down to the lower terrace to have breakfast. It's a glorious morning. The birds are singing. The sun is warm on my back. I sit at the table, and across from me sits Jesus. In front of me, there is a plate with a piece of fruit on it. It is unlike any fruit I have ever seen. It is large. The outer skin is a deep purple, like eggplant. The inside of the fruit is green. It is like a kiwi eggplant fruit. I take my knife and fork and cut a bite-sized piece from the strange melon and take a bite. It has a flavor I have never tasted before. It is sweet with a slight tangy edge to it. It is not any fruit that I know of on this earth. I ask Jesus, "What fruit is this?" Jesus replied, "Oh, that is patience. Eat some more of it. You need it." Kingdom principle. One of the character flaws in me that the Lord has had to work on to hammer this out of me is my impatience. In my younger years, I was not a very patient person. I was always in a hurry. I think I missed many things in life because I was always in such a hurry. The Father has brought correction in this area of my life. I have been greatly tested in this. One of the deepest desires of my heart, a prayer request I have kept before him for many years, has been a very long time in coming. It still remains unanswered to this day. Do I give up? Conclude that it must not be his will for me, this request I have? No, it is about patience. It is about waiting upon the Lord. It is about trust. Did he make a promise to me? Did he confirm it? Then I am to wait patiently, wait trustingly for the Lord to bring it to pass, as it is written in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Long-suffering or patience, in the Greek, it is macrothymia, and it means endurance, constancy, steadfastness, perseverance, patience, forbearance, long-suffering, slowness in avenging wrongs.